The leaders of Northern Ireland's major Protestant and Catholic parties have announced a new deal to return to a devolved parliament. The British and Irish governments had given the two sides until today to forge an agreement, or else they would have ended self-rule in the province. Chris Altieri has this report.
Sitting side by side for the first time in history, the leaders of Northern Ireland's major Protestant and Catholic parties announced a deal Monday to forge a power-sharing administration May 8th. The breakthrough, after 4.5 years of deadlock, followed unprecedented face-to-face negotiations between Democratic Unionist Party leader Ian Paisley and Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams. Speaking after the meeting at the Stormont Assembly, Mr. Paisley said the DUP's goal had been to see a new devolved parliament make a real, meaningful improvement to the lives of all the people of Northern Ireland.
We must not allow our justified loathing of the horrors and tragedies of the past to become a barrier to creating a better and more stable future for our children.
For his part, Gerry Adams said the restoration of political institutions on the 8th of May would mark the beginning of a new era of politics in the province.
I believe the agreement reached between Sinn Féin and the DUP, including the unequivocal commitment made by their party executive and reiterated today to the restoration of political institutions on May the 8th, marks the beginning of a new era of politics on this island.
The British government said that it would rush through a bill in Parliament to allow the Northern Irish Assembly to keep operating until May 8th. Prime Minister Tony Blair said it was a very important day for the people of Northern Ireland.
Everything we've done over the last 10 years has been a preparation for this moment, because the people of Northern Ireland have spoken through the election. They've said we want peace and power sharing and people working together. And the political leadership has then come in behind that and said, well, we will deliver what the people want.
Although an historic occasion, there are still difficulties in bringing the two communities of Northern Ireland together. Although Ian Paisley made the deal with Gerry Adams, he still refused to shake his hand. I'm Chris Altieri.